Good morning, Miriam.
You.
Oh, there you are. Good morning. I don't know if you heard me. Good morning.
Oh, I did hear you. Yep. I'll say good morning again. Not a problem. It's great to be on.
Well, great to have you here. Beautiful day out there. Beautiful morning. You kind of like this cold, crisp type of morning?
Yeah, you know, it's good for a little while. I won't mind when I don't have to scrape the ice off the car.
That's a great point. Yeah. I hear you. Well, you know, we're heading toward Lent. Of course, it wasn't that long. We got through Advent and Christmas, and now we're back into ordinary time. But man, Ash Wednesday coming up in first week of March, a little later this year, it seems, but still just right around the corner when you think about it, a little over a month away. And so I know that the RCIA program is something that you work with as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard. So with that program, where are you at with it right now as far as going through the process?
Yeah, great question, David. And as we look ahead to where we're going, it's really good to be able to look like where we've come.
Right.
And see the groundwork and the foundations that have been laid down. And it's been currently where we are, it's been a little bit of a rocky start to kind of the new year. Just we had so many people who've been sick. And so I've been sort of aware that to keep the momentum going, because again, we had a number of families who just got sick with different illnesses after Christmas and New Year's. So I've been trying to keep things on track best I can.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not alone in those challenges. But I will say, where we are now is we're about to take a deep dive into looking at the sacraments, David. And,
yeah.
And really this is going to be at this point, I feel like every part is critical for the catechumens who are preparing for baptism. But in the fall, we really focused on laying down that groundwork and emphasizing, firstly, of course, that God speaks to us, that he makes himself known, that he is not an elusive, distant God, but a God who really enters into our lives and into history. So to look at that, we talked about the Trinity. We looked more closely at the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. We looked at the gift of the church. I love that we spent a couple of sessions on Scripture, and what I really appreciated one of our catechists who taught these classes on Scripture to our catechumens. She took a really great approach and used the readings from the Easter Vigil. So the idea is that really this is for many of the catechumens, their first introduction really to Scripture. And so being able to look at it through the lens of what awaits them on Easter Vigil, I think was really beautiful. So that way my prayer is that that it sounds familiar, that they'll remember hopefully what they heard in the fall, that it was pointing them ahead to the vigil. So at this point, we've now moved into, we're coming to the end of January already,
yeah.
But we began this new year, David. You know, we spent the first few months saying, well, God is real. God makes himself known to us. God is love, all of these things. Well, then it makes sense that we would have these ways to communicate with God. And so what I wanted to do was start out with prayer, a session on prayer, and really focusing in on that and saying it's, again, looking at that that invitation, that possibility of having a real friendship with this God who loves us so much, who wants to be in conversation with us. So we've done prayer. We looked at the liturgical year because we're seeing how faith is lived out, not just, you know, maybe once a week or a few times during the year. We want to really make sure the catechumens understand that the church gives us a way to live this faith throughout the whole year, that it's not just during high seasons, low seasons. No, it's all seasons. This is where our faith is really actively lived out.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful.
Looking ahead, we're going to turn our attention to sacraments. And then as you said, David, around the corner, we've got Lent.
Yeah.
So Ash Wednesday is March 2nd. And starting at that point, we'll then move our classes. We've been having them on Wednesdays, and we'll move them to Sundays to really make that stronger connection with the celebration of the liturgy, to really kind of connect this last stretch of preparation with the Mass. And at that point, we've got some of your listeners might be familiar with the scrutiny that happened during Lent. So for three Sundays during Lent, starting on the third Sunday of Lent, the catechumens come forward and there's a special rite for them at each of these masses. And at that point, David, it's really a time of deeper self-reflection for the catechumens. And it's really the Holy Spirit scrutinizing their hearts and them looking into their own hearts as well, saying, okay, am I ready to take this step? Mm. Are there parts of my life, of my heart, that are not yet open to God and His grace? And so praying for that strength against temptation, against distraction, as they're moving through that home stretch, those final miles of preparation. And David, the readings of those three Sundays are so beautiful. They take one by one some beautiful symbols of Christ and our faith. And so we look first at the gospel reading of the Samaritan woman at the well. And so Christ says that He is the living water, that we drink this water, we will never again thirst. That's the first Sunday. And then the next one with the second scrutiny is the light of the world. And so we have the gospel reading of the man born blind. And so working with the catechumens to really understand what it means to let Christ be that guiding light of their life. And then lastly, of course, we have the story of Lazarus and Christ being the resurrection and the life. So these are the readings that are highlighted during that stretch of time for the catechumens.
Beautiful. Miriam Marston, she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard, as well as the host of Blazing the Trail, right? Heard right here, Mater Dei Radio, Wednesday evenings, 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Well, Miriam, it sounds like just such a wonderful journey to be a part of. And I think sometimes, you know, as myself, a cradle Catholic, I reflect on what you say and what it would be like to be a part of that journey as a new catechumen, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful journey.
It really is. And David, I'm glad you mentioned about being a cradle Catholic, because I want to encourage our listeners as we approach this season of Lent to really pay attention to the readings and the rites, and to not just be kind of passively observing, but at those times to really think about their own lives and maybe what in their own lives or heart doesn't belong to God, and to kind of look in a new way to say, okay, how can I strengthen my own life of discipleship through looking at the witness of these men, women, and children who are taking these steps of faith? It's a wonderful thing to be inspired by. So really be actively participating in these coming weeks alongside the catechumens.
That is wonderful. Miriam Marston, you can hear her Wednesday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Blazing the Trail is the show. Miriam, great to talk with you. Great luck with the program as you move ahead. We look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you so much. God bless you, David. Have a great day.
God bless, Miriam.